Okay, right into the next one. Water. Oh, okay. Oh. Oh. Hitachi. Back into the Hitachi. Oh, God, it's good to have this baby back. Again, I'm hoping it lasts through this whole thing and doesn't, like, cop out on me. Okay, let's turn it on. We're gonna go with low. We're just gonna enjoy this. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I lean forward. Okay. Oh. Okay, these questions are from FL Big Nick. When spooning, do you prefer to be the big spoon or the little spoon? I've never actually spooned. But I like the idea of both. I love the idea of wrapping myself around somebody from the back. Pressing my breasts into their back. And throwing my leg around them and curling into them. Oh, but then on the other hand, I love the idea of having someone wrap themselves around me and one hand on my breast and the other one between my legs and just hold me close. So both. Okay. Favorite captain, Picard, Mal, or Harkness? Mal. Captain Mal all the way. Nathan Fillion is the man. I love Captain Mal. I love Firefly. I'm a huge Firefly junkie. I have it on Blu-ray. I watch it all the time. And, Captain Mal is, like, the greatest. Second to that is Picard. I do love Captain Picard. However, I think, Captain Janeway is kind of up there with Picard. She's not on this, she's not one that you listed, but I do love Captain Janeway. But yeah, Mal, all the fucking way. How young is too young, and how old is too old for a lover? Anything that is not of age, legally, is too young. So 18 is kind of my cutoff point for the youngest. I would totally feel like a cougar, fucking somebody that young, but you know what? Young guys have high sex drive, so, yeah. Too old? I don't really have a too old, to be honest. I mean, I don't really want to, like... No, see, I can't even say, like, I wouldn't want to... I can't even say that I wouldn't want to fuck somebody who's, like, close to death. Okay, that is. It wouldn't be a case of the oldness of the person. It would be the case of if they are still able to fuck vigorously, enthusiastically, then I really don't care. There's no, too old for me. Yeah. Do you think sucking cock would be as pleasurable as having vaginal sex? Yes. I love having things in my mouth, so I'm sure I will get very, very into it. Very into it. Oh. And enjoy it. Thoroughly. Very thoroughly. Yeah. So I really do think it would be as pleasurable. Okay, my top 5 TV shows. Supernatural, 100%. Never miss an episode. They're my boys. I have been watching that from the beginning. Love, love, love Supernatural. which you probably all know already. next to that, Persons of Interest. Can't get enough of Persons of Interest. It's a great show with a really good soundtrack. whoever does the music for that show is, like, a god, in my opinion. Firefly, which I know is, like, not even on TV anymore, so I should actually pick, shows that are still on, I'll go with shows that are still on, so, Supernatural, Persons of Interest, Elementary, I love Elementary, I love Sherlock as well, but, I really, really thoroughly enjoy Elementary, I love Johnny Lee Miller and Lucy Liu, so that's perfect in my opinion. Archer. I love Archer. Oh, and this past season of Archer Vice was just genius. So I love that. I love that show. I don't know if that's top five. Yeah, it is. Okay, it is. Rounding out. Oh god, there's two shows that I'm pretty much obsessed with. So I guess the fifth one would be Sleepy Hollow. If nobody has seen that, look it up. It's a great fucking show. But then on the same level of Sleepy Hollow, Penny Dreadful is just epic. There were only like 6 or 7 episodes. I don't even remember how many. And it's good, and it'll be on for a second season, which I'm really happy about because I really, really, really fucking like that show a lot. So those are the shows that are on. Shows that aren't on are completely different, but I won't get into that. You know what? I enjoy that. And I actually have some shows that people should look up, so fuck it. Top 5 favorite shows that are no longer on. And that's just because I'm really enjoying writing this Itachi and I don't want to stop yet, so I'm going to tell you my top favorite shows that are no longer on TV. Firefly. Firefly. Epic. Fucking great. Oh, fucking great. Leverage. If you haven't seen Leverage, look it up. 5 seasons of greatness. Murder, She Wrote. I love Murder, She Wrote. The Golden Girls makes me laugh more than anything I have ever seen in my entire life. I love The Golden Girls. And lastly is this show that was only on for about 4 seasons, and I've never seen the 3rd or the 4th season. I've only seen the first 2 because I can't find the 3rd here in America. I can only find the 4th, but I haven't bought it yet. And it's Secret Diary of a Call Girl. The Billy Piper, she plays a call girl. And it is erotic and fantastic, and oh god, I love it so much. I watch the first seasons all the time. So there you go, and now I'm going to turn this OG off. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to turn it off. God, it was too good. Okay. Okay, so this is the Wooden Spoon. Oh, I'm trying to decide if I can still do this on my ass. My one side is basically just, like, numb at this point. Or if I should do this on my thighs. I'm gonna do it on my thighs because I kind of need the break from my ass currently because I don't really want it to be too painful. Or you know what? I'm gonna split it up. 10 on each thigh, 10 on each ass, and then maybe a surprise. I haven't decided where to do that one yet. We'll see. Okay. Oh! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, yeah. Whew, that was good. 2 really good red marks now on my thighs. Okay, 1 ass. That was 20. So, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. What shit, that wasn't hard enough. 26, 27, fuck. 28, 29, On my pussy. I'm getting giddy, like, I'm stupid right now. Water. I need water. My living room smells of sex at this point. It's lovely. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah. Oh, fuck me, that's in just the right spot. Okay. Okay, this question is, Saint Winterbourne. Yes, I said that right. Oh god, I hope so. Okay, if you had to be part of a horror movie event, anything from a Saw puzzle to Hellraiser to the Invasion of Killer Tomatoes, which would you want to be in? And how do you think you'd do in it? Fuck me. If I had to choose a horror movie event, that's a hard one. Oh, no, it's not. I would love to be in, Cabin in the Woods. I would love to, be in that exact situation with the zombie redneck torture family. And I'm fairly sure that I would end up being just like, they did, which is, they got to the end of the movie and basically just, like, fucked everything up. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh god. Anyway, they ended the world. Unleashed the giant angry gods. So I think that would be how I would do, or either that or I'd want to go out dying at the hands of the sugar plum fairy. She's a twisted little fuck. Either that or I would really love to be on Night of the Living Dead, and I'm pretty sure I'd survive the zombie apocalypse with straight A's. Oh, okay. And this is the hairbrush. So what I'm gonna do is leave the Hitachi running, and I'm gonna use the... Fuck. Okay. Chill. I'm gonna use the hairbrush on my... Oh, my breast. Oh, 5 on each. God damn it, that feels good. Okay, 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 okay. Oh, God, I'm, like, shaking at this point. Okay. Oh! That one didn't count. That wasn't hard enough. Ah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ah! Next questions. I'm gonna try and like keep this going because I'm getting this is getting really long. Yeah. Okay. Fuck. Oh. Okay, these are for 60 from 64 Don DOD. Okay. The obligatory, would you rather have 30 1-minute orgasms or 30-minute orgasms? One 30-minute orgasm. Oh, my God. I don't think I'd survive through a 30-minute orgasm, but I think 30 1-minute orgasms each, I probably wouldn't either. I'm gonna go with the 30 1-minute orgasms. Because then you'd probably just, like, fall one into another, and just be... Oh, there's a second part to that. Assuming you get a minute between each, not one right after another, I would still take the 30 1-minute orgasms. That would be 60 minutes of pure fucking bliss. Oh, what is your oldest kink? How and when did you discover it? Please describe a memorable time getting off to it. My oldest kink is probably voyeurism. Exhibitionism. Obviously, I have a thing for that. I said earlier about the, being in front of my window. While getting off, so... And I was probably only about 13 at the time, at tops. 12 or 13, so... yeah, that's probably my oldest kink. A memorable time getting off to it would be my balcony when I did get off in public. Okay, what's your newest kink, and when, how did you discover it? Newest kink, what's, I don't know, oh, fucking me, what is the newest kink that I have? Oh god, I'm having trouble focusing now. I'm having trouble thinking of one that's maybe popped up since GWA. Oh god, I'm sorry if the rain is loud. Because it's loud. It's like banging on my air conditioning unit outside. Oh god. Fucking hell. The newest kink is probably the daddy little girl play, the daddy dom little girl play. I never actually thought about it before, and I actually discovered that listening to GWA. Yeah, so That's very recent. And I really, I don't know. It's a new kink. I'm still getting into it. So yes, what is the most memorable orgasm you've ever had? Please explain in detail. Probably the first time I squirted like a porn star. I was told to edge for about 40 minutes before, and then I ended up edging with the person on the phone for probably about 20 minutes more, and he basically told me exactly what to do. And I sprayed like a fucking porn star, and that was amazing. I don't even know how many times I came. That was definitely a big one for me, and that's very memorable. Besides that, the first time I used my Hitachi, because that was epic. If you could time travel to any point in the past, what safe for work and not safe for work thing would you do? Assuming you could also stop yourself from doing something too. I would go back to and I can't remember the time. I can't remember the precise time off the top of my head now because I'm too distracted. I would go back to when Jack the Ripper was terrorizing London. The streets of London. I would want to try and meet him. Or at least see some of the grisly murders. Oh god, that makes me awful, but I'm fascinated with serial killers. I'm fascinated with the psychology behind why they do what they do. So I wouldn't say I'm a fan of Jack the Ripper, but I kind of am. oh, and that's the safer work thing I would do. I don't know if that's considered safer work because it's a murder. Not safe for work thing that I would do. The not safe for work thing I would do. I would go back to when I first squirted and help myself and fuck myself. And yes, that is the weirdest thing I'm probably ever gonna say, but that is what I would do. So yeah. Okay. Oh shit. The belt. This one is the belt, and the rain is just coming down like crazy. Oh god, I really hope that you're all able to hear this. Okay. This is 60 hits with the leather belt. It is pouring down rain out there. Shit. Oh god, I really, really, really hope this isn't going to be unaudible. Okay. Oh, here we go. That was bad. Wait. I think I'll lay down for this one. Okay. Or on my side. Alright. Oh, look, the rain slowed down just in time for the hitting. Ah! 1, 2, 3. Oh, 4. Oh, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, yeah. Oh, 11, 12. Oh, 13, 14. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 45, 46, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, God. Oh. Oh my God, that felt good. Oh, that was a good one. Oh shit. Okay. Oh. Okay. Oh, I still have so many to go. Okay, where was I? All right. I think I'm just going to answer the next few without edging, without masturbating, because I need a bit of a break from that. God, and if I apologize to the next few people for that, but I will probably I'll put up some extra special audios at some point for coming. But I kind of need a bit of a break, so I'm just going to answer these and then spank myself. Okay, so the next round is from Fabers. Fabers. Oh God, I hope I said it right. Was it love at first sight with your Hitachi? Yeah, it really was. It really fucking was. Oh God, I loved it. I probably shouldn't use it as much as I do. Well, no, I don't think I use it too much, actually. I try not to use it every day. I try to go a few days without and use other, toys or just my hand. I still probably use it too much. So yes, it was love at first sight. And I was heartbroken when it broke, and I'm so happy that it's back together. However temporarily, as I'm using it, I can feel the side of it is a little cracked. So I definitely still have to get a replacement. And I definitely will. Although I'm glad I was able to get it back together. Okay. What is the weirdest thing you ever put in you for sexual satisfaction? Probably, like I said earlier, a toothbrush. I think a toothbrush is a little weird, or the handle of the spatula. Both equally odd. I think that's as far as I've gotten, oddly putting stuff in me. at least that's what I can remember. Who knows? I've probably put weird shit in me that I don't remember. No, I think those are it. I thought about putting lots of weird stuff in me, like cucumbers or the bottle of, the bottle head of, or like the top of the, ale bottle, glass bottle. I don't know why. It just, every time I drink it, I take a sip and think, that would be really interesting inside of me. how do you manage to chase off the 100 guys who want to fuck you? I don't think there's that many guys who want to fuck me. I don't think there's that many people who want to fuck me. and I don't think I have to chase them off. I highly doubt that it's that many. I'm always very honest with people that I have to get to know somebody first, or if I want to fuck them. And that's why I'm still a virgin. So, I don't think I have to chase off too many. There's barely anybody really wants to fuck me, please. I have my list of top guys, that I really want to fuck. A new one has been added. okay. It seems you are a complete virgin. Why don't you let anyone through the back door? Because that's still losing your virginity. I'm one of those people. Once you have sex, sex is oral, anal, vaginal, whatever, jerking someone off. You're having sex. So I look at all of it as sex. That said, I have no problem with when I get to having sex, letting someone fuck me in the ass. That's a definite thing that's going to happen. there is no doubt in my mind. that's definitely something I want. Which of your initial limits did you overcome? I never really had limits, to be honest. I never really, I have my hard limits that I won't go past. And that just, they're not going to happen. at least I don't think they are. I don't think I've had to overcome any, limits, because I'm all for just, like, go for it, whatever. What is the dirtiest thing you could possibly do if the love of your life asks you? Oh, God, that made me snort. Oh, God, I'm gonna have to edit that out. Oh, I'm not gonna be able to find it. Oh, God, you're all gonna hear that. I would probably do anything. That's the sad part. Like, if I really love somebody, and I get turned on when somebody else is turned on, so, like, the more aroused someone gets, the more I will get. So, basically, if I'm in, like, a state of arousal and I care about the person, there's probably nothing that they can ask me to do that I wouldn't do. Yes. So, yeah. That would be, I don't really think there's anything that I wouldn't do, which is sad. And that's not power somebody should have. And one day somebody or somebody's will. Oh, God. if no one didn't hear you masturbating, did it really happen? Yes. There are lots of times that I masturbate when nobody hears me. Or at least I don't think anybody hears me. People would, because neighbors would probably hear me. but yes, it would still be masturbating. It just wouldn't be as fun. Okay, so these are the hand, and that is, oh shit, 70. Oh my God, 70 smacks on my ass with my hand. Fuck me. Okay, I will break that up into, I'm bad with math. Give me a minute. A second. Okay, 10, 20, 35. 35? Yes. Oh, I'm so bad at math. That's embarrassing. Oh, okay, so 35 on each cheek. Alright, we will start with the left. Ow. That, of course, meant I rolled over on my right, and it's just like, ow. Okay. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, those didn't count, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, oh yeah. Okay, other side, which is the bruised side. Not hard enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 34.
foot.
I went over. Shit! Oh, fucking hell. Okay, I'm gonna stop there on this one and do another one. Oh, shit.